नमस्ते सरस्वति देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशता. डियरेस्ट श्रील प्रभुपाद, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई मोस्ट रेस्पेक्टफुल ऑबीजेंस एट द डस्ट ऑफ योर डिवाइन लोटस फीट. ड्यूरिंग माई फर्स्ट मीटिंग विथ यू, यू आस्क्ड मी टू ट्रांसलेट योर बुक्स इन टू बेंगाली. It was such a display of your causeless mercy upon this fallen soul. That service allowed me to approach you at any time and eventually enabled me to become your secretary for Indian affairs. Those engagements expanded further into cooking for you and taking care of your various other needs. I was not only busy throughout the day, but also was able to be with you at night. Someone had to be with you all the time, and my shift was from midnight till 2. So many nights when you could not sleep, you spoke and I listened with rapt attention. I remember one night in Vrindavan, a profound stillness prevailed everywhere, and from a distance we could hear the sound of softly flowing through the serene silence of the night. You said, "This is India. Wherever you go, you can hear the chanting of the holy name." You kept on speaking about the glory of this land. How fortunate are those who got the human form of life in this holy land. Even the demigods pray to Krishna that if they have any piety left, then in exchange they could desire to take birth in this holy land. Then you described how in the age of Kali, everything turns upside down. The most holy places and the most exalted people become the first targets of Kali. That is why India is in such a pathetic state today. This most glorious land has become most degraded, and the most exalted people have become most fallen. The Brahminical culture has become a rather demoniac culture in the form of the caste system. That is why you had to go to the West, to the most degraded part of the world, to start your Krishna consciousness movement. To counteract Kali's influence, you started your mission from the extreme opposite end. Kali captured the place that used to be the center of the spiritual culture of this world, and therefore you decided to form your army from all over the world and move him towards the capital of Kali to eventually crush him along with all his associates, lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy and pride. Then you assured me that in this battle, Kali would not be able to win because victory is always there for Krishna and his devotees. No matter how formidable our enemy may appear, we are fighting for Krishna, and therefore victory for us is guaranteed. Another time, again, when you could not sleep late at night, you were sitting up on your bed and I was massaging your feet. You just started to speak. "There is so much to do and I am unable to do anything because of my bad health." I tried to console you, saying, "Srila Prabhupada, what you have done is inconceivable. No one has ever achieved what you have. Now you should just relax." You replied, "No, what I have done so far is just 50%. The other 50% is to establish Varnashram Dharma. It is not that everyone will become a devotee. Those who won't become devotees, for them we need Varnashram. It is not that everyone will be able to surrender to Krishna completely. Those who will act according to the modes of material nature, for them, we need Varnashram." You continued to speak I understood some of what you said, but most of it flew above my head. But today, so many years later, many realizations are beginning to dawn on me about what you said. ISKCON is here to establish pure devotional service. However, everyone will not be able to come to that very lofty spiritual standard. In fact, most of the people in this world will not be able to follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day. Rather, they'll apt for life of fruitive work and sense gratification. For them, the spiritual structure of Varnashram will be absolutely necessary. In due course of time, the Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world in every town and village. At that time, the Vedic culture must be established everywhere, and Varnashram Dharma will be the means by which the entire human society will be structured according to that spiritual principle. And in that structure, the Krishna consciousness movement will be situated as the crowning glory. That is the only achievement that can ever come anywhere near matching your accomplishment. What will the world look like at that time? The powerful and righteous Kshatriya kings will be ruling the world with a single sovereign head as the ruler of the entire planet. They'll execute the royal responsibilities of protecting and guiding the society under the guidance of qualified brahmanas, the devotees of ISKCON. The Vaishyas will cater to the needs of the society based on the abundant gifts from Mother Nature through cow protection and organic farming. And the working class, the Sudras, will not be exploited through a heartless money-making racket, but will be taken care of by the senior members of the society, just as the elder brothers take care of the younger ones. Srila Prabhupada, I do not know how much effort it will take to bring all this about. For how many generations? But I am confident that it will happen. And to make it happen, you have given us ISKCON, a perfect arrangement to continue your mission. Please allow me to become an insignificant part of that arrangement forever. Your eternal servant, Bhakti Charuswami.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Bhakti Charuswami ki! Bhakti Charuswami ki. Now Srila Shivara Maharaj will read his offering to Srila Prabhupada.